I'm not going to quickly find that here.
So,
yeah, my idea was that as this is the World Holy Name times around the world, and we have recommended that during Bhagavatam make the holy name also as the theme of the morning Bhagavatam class. So I wanted to say a little bit about the glories of the holy name. And this is also a very special year. This is the 500th anniversary of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan visit. Haribo. He did not become very excited. Yet another visit, another anniversary. And that happened during Kartik, end of Kartik. So there's a whole chapter, or a few chapters, that talk about Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan visit of Vrindavan. And before he reaches Vrindavan, on the way, he starts his journey from Jagannath Puri, and then he passes through Jharkhand forest. And the kind of kirtan that took place in Jharkhand forest, na bhuto na bhavishyati. You understand? Something like this never happened before and will never happen again. Maybe. In the next day of Brahma, when Krishna appears and then again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, he may perform such kirtan once again. But of course, it is also not possible for us to conduct such a kirtan, which Mahaprabhu conducted, and he exhibited glories of kirtan. Harinam Prabhu ki. He showed the influence of the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bahutuli bale prabhu hari bola dhvani preme mat nache loke kari hari dhvani. Because that he said and he did in Mathura. But before he reaches Mathura, was a Jharkhand forest. And Just Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu chanting and dancing. Animals are all around. Thick forest, Jharkhand forest. Maybe, I don't know, it was early morning hours. Tigers were still sleeping. Do they sleep during the day or only at night time? Yeah. So he was even waking them up. Hey, get up. Jeev jago. And the tigers, with their still in the lying mood, with a sidelong glance, who are you to wake me up? And they were responding to the call. They were jumping. You get up, and they were getting up. And immediately they would begin not only dancing but also singing. They were literally singing Maha Mantra. They were singing Maha Mantra. And there were deers. They were also singing. And the birds were flying in the sky and they were also singing. As the verse talks here, the deer and the tiger, they were rubbing their shoulders as they walked next to each other. And singing, following right behind Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Maybe some of them were ahead of Mahaprabhu. They're all around. At one point, Gauranga Mahaprabhu noticed that deer and tiger, they were embracing each other. There was Alingan. There was one scene. The next scene was a deer and tiger, and many deers, many tigers, were embracing and also they were kissing each other. Chumban. Alingan and Chumban. So when Lord noticed this kind of reciprocations, these kind of dealings of naturally inimical, but now in full friendship, animals, the tigers, deers, the mongoose, snake, they were singing and dancing. And then, although Mahaprabhu was on the way to Vrindavan, he's just halfway through his journey to Vrindavan. He's in Jharkhand forest. But halfway, he met Vrindavan. Or he has reached Vrindavan. He's experiencing Vrindavan. In the middle of Jharkhand forest. And that is when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he remembered and recited this verse, which once Brahma had recited. Or that was Brahma's experience. So such are the glories of Gauranga. First of all, it's the glories of Gauranga and the glories of his holy name. You could make one nirvairam, free from natural enmity. Natural raga, dvesh, love and hatred that goes on in this world. In this world, that's natural. But as they were chanting and dancing in the forest, they had forgotten all that. And they were doing kind of vancha kalpa taru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhya eva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Americans and Russians are naturally inimical. But as they join Hare Krishna movement and sing and dance, there are no more enemies. And the rich and poor may be inimical, or man and woman maybe. Not always friendly. But the Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would like to see this kind of transformation as one chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And when that transformation takes place, you are in Vrindavan. You are Brajabasi. Well, what about you? You are Vrindavan Mayapurvasi. You are Mayapurvasi. Ki? Panchatattva ki? Of course, we cannot imitate Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot make the animals chant and dance. Could you? You may become just by seeing the tiger, you will become trembling and perspiration and stunned. Oh, who is this? Oh. The symptoms of those kind, huh? The tears and trembling and becoming stunned, and you may become trying to run away, rolling on the ground, trying to get away from the tiger, or other animals. But then Srila Prabhupada says, yes, no imitation. But people of this world are no less than animals. Dharame nahina pashubhir samanaha. Without Krishna consciousness, people are as good as animals. So that to them we share the holy name. So 50 years ago, the sharing began as Srila Prabhupada arrived in Boston, and later on in New York, he started sharing his holy name of the Lord. And the Americans, they started chanting and dancing. And Narad Muni comes to witness that chanting and dancing. Prabhupada once mentioned, Narad Muni was here. when he was amazed to see Americans chanting and dancing. With their seven heads, and they appeared like they had just come from Vaikunth. They're singing and dancing. So they're sharing, started with one person, Prabhupada was sharing with all those who met, and those who received the holy name, they were sharing that with others, and then on and on, like during Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same thing would happen. And then from one Srila Prabhupada, 50 years ago, now holy name has reached how many persons? Right here, there are a few thousand. And the fastest growing religion in former Soviet Union is Hare Krishna. One of the recent, not so recent, some distant past, there was a Newsweek article, Newsweek magazine, you know, Newsweek, famous, like a Time magazine is another, Newsweek magazine, and that a special article. And the title was, the fastest growing religion in former Soviet Union is Hare Krishna. He said, Hare Krishna was a religion and it's growing fast. Where is it growing fast? In former Soviet Union. And then they said, I don't know where they got this figure, this number, statistics. They said there are 700,000 Russians are affected or influenced by Hare Krishna these days. So he started with Srila Prabhupada again going to Moscow and initiating Ananta Shanti. One person, one Russian, and then spreading. Bharata Bhumite Manusha Janma Hoila Jar Janma Sarthaka Kari Kara Paropakar. So someone has done this paropkar, has shared the holy name. With others, neighbors, friends. So we encourage everyone, every man, woman and child to take part in this World Holy Name Festival and use this forum to propagate, to spread the holy name around. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he proceeded to he goes to Mathura first, and Mahaprabhu is always, he never just travels, he never just walks, he's always chanting and dancing at every step, at every step, at every breath. He is doing Kirtaniya Sadahari, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna He, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Raksha, Rakshamam, not Rakshamam. That is not right. Raksha, protect. Rakshamam, please protect me. Oh, Krishna, protect me. So, this is also the song or the mantra that Mahaprabhu always chanted and danced. Of course, Mayapur, he chanted and danced. early morning hours. Udila Aruna Purava Bhage Drijamani Gora Amani Jage Bhakata Samuhalaya Sathi Gela Nagara Vraje. He would gather his associates and chant all over Navadvip. Preme dhala dhala sonar anga charane nupur baje. By tying, jingling, tinkling, tinkling bells around his ankles, Mahaprabhu, preme dhala dhala. Preme dhala dhala sonara anga, his golden form. Nupura baje. And he would go all over chanting. So, everywhere, he's on the way to Vrindavan and he's singing and dancing, and he has come to Mathura. Just by seeing Mathura from a distance, immediately Mahaprabhu offered his full dandavats and then he arrives at Vishram Ghat. That's where parikramas begin, at Vishram Ghat. Mahaprabhu also would be beginning his parikrama, Brajamandal parikrama. So after taking snan at Vishram Ghat, he goes to take darshan at Keshav Dev, at Krishna Janmasthan, Krishna's birthplace, Mathura. The deity installed by Vajranav, he goes there for darshan. And again, he is Nachiya Gaurarai. Normally, well, you dance like that. But as he had taken darshan of Keshav Dev, and he was overwhelmed by seeing the beauty of Keshava, then Lord became even more ecstatic, and then he started his kirtan called Udanda Nratya, yes. The flying in the sky and up high, and then of course landing, and then again flying, floating, and is in the ocean of the nectar of the holy name, and Mathura Mandal, Braja Mandal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a hunkar, roaring like a lion, as if he's trying to, there is no difference between his body and the soul, but he's trying to get out of, to meet his Lord. Where are you, O Lord? He Radhe Braji Devi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kutaha Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vanne Kutaha Ghoshantaviti Brajapure. Like that, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan also would exhibit that kind of ecstatic feelings, the feelings of separation. Where are you? Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he's jumping, he's trying to reach out, And he's trying to seek his Lord. Where are you? May I touch you? So udanda kirtan, and the crowd has gathered and they have never ever experienced anything like this before. No singing like this, no dancing like this, no beauty of course like that. Later on, one Sanodiya Brahmin, disciple of Madhavendra Puri, invites Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home for bhiksha, for prasad. And as people, they have found that, of course, for them, well, we have to say this. Well, of course, yes. Well, the Gaur Sundar had come to Vrindavan, but residents of Mathura and Vrindavan are experiencing, their experiences, our Shyam Sundar is here, our Shyam Sundar is back, our Shyam Sundar is here. Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. So as that kirtan at Keshav Dev temple, the news spread, we can talk up the town. Our Shyam Sundar is here, our Shyam Sundar is here. So he is there at Sanodiya Brahmin's residence, honoring prasad. The news spreads and people have come in big number. Laksha sankhya loka aise nahi kaganan bahir haiya prabhu diladarshan. Wave on, Shyam Sundar. We want Gaur Sundar. We want. And we want to see him. I want to see you, Lord of the heart. I want to see you. George Harrison said, I want to see you. So they all wanted to see him. And the demand is so much. Then, when there is a demand, there has to be supply. So, darshan was in demand. Then Mahaprabhu supplied his darshan. Bahir Aiya. He came outside. Okay, here it goes. You may have it. What? Darshan. And Ajanu Lambita Bhujo Kanakavadato. That Sankirtanai Kapitaro, that Kamalaya Taksho. They go for it. Take darshan. So Mahaprabhu kindly gave darshan. Bahutuli Bale Prabhu. Hari Boladhwani. And then he said, Mahaprabhu has raised his arms and Bahutuli. By now, probably everyone residing in Mayapur, they know Bahutuli. What is Bahutuli? This is Bahutuli. Raising Bahu is Bahu. Tuli, Bahutuli. Nache Gaura Rai, always Bahutuli. So, Mahaprabhu, Preme Matta Nache Loka Kari Hari Dhvani. And as Mahaprabhu said, Hari Bo. They all became intoxicated just by seeing him, and he was saying Hari Bol. They are also saying Hari Bol, and they have become intoxicated. And Mahaprabhu is like a puppeteer, and all those present are like a puppets, and he's lifting them. Hari Bol. They're getting lifted. Hari Bol. And they're dropped. So they are up and down, up and down. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Like a Mahaprabhu is, he's making them dance. Make me dance, oh, make me dance. Ami to kasthera putali, nachao Prabhu, nachao, nachao saimate. That was Srila Prabhupada's mood also. Markine Bhagavat. He wrote that poem. Oh, how? Anyway, that will change the topic, please. So Prabhupada was very humbly approaching the Lord. He wrote that poem. How am I going to convince these folks? I have come with the... Well, because I was instructed to go to the West and preach, but these people are... moving so fast. So now, Lord, as you make me dance as you feel. I'm a kasthera putali. I'm just a putali, just a puppet in your hands. Make me dance, make me speak, make me whatever. Whatever you wish me to do with me, you may do so. No, so the full surrender, and Jamunara Chabisa Ghate Prabhu Kailasnan Sai Vipra Prabhu Ke Dekhaya Irthasthan. So Mahaprabhu is going around Mathura taking darshan. Swayambhu Vishramadirha Vishnu Bhuteshwar Mahavidya Gokarnadi Dekhiya Vistar. All these different temples, different Shiva temples, also Dirga Vishnu, Vishram Ghar, Mahavidya Devi temple. Mahaprabhu is shown all those temples. Bana Dekhi Bare Yadi Prabhura Manahaila Seita Brahmane Prabhu Sangete Laila. As he just finished tour of Mathura Mandal, then he had a desire to do the parikrama of Braja Mandal, entire parikrama. Mahaprabhu had desire. Then Brahma, I can be your guide, this Sanodhya. I could guide you, I could take you around. And then parikrama begins. Madhubana tala kumuda bahula banagela. Only few forests are mentioned here. Taha taha snana kari prema vishta haila. So he has gone to all the forests. Jahasava lila kaila sri nanda nandan, where Nanda Nandan has performed his pastimes. Mahaprabhu would like to visit all those places of pastimes in all the 12 forests. Pathe gabhi ghata chare prabhure dekhiya prabhu ke bedaya asi hunkar kariya. On the way, as he was in Bahulapan, in the discussion of Bahulapan, he saw some cows where they are grazing. As soon as they saw the Lord, they're all stunned. They're all done. And then they rush to where Sri Krishna, now he is there, not Gaur Sundar, he is there, Shyam Sundar, they all ran to Mahaprabhu, or ran to their Shyam Sundar, and as they arrive there, they all begin, licking the body of the Lord. Their Vatsalya. For cows, the Lord is like a calf. So they are exhibiting their Vatsalya towards Lord by licking. And Lord is reciprocating by Kanduyan, they're scratching in between the horns. You do that also, right? When you go to Goshala, cows approach you, they extend their, make their neck kind of longer and stretch it and so that you could easily reach. So all these cows wanted to be scratched, touched by the Lord. And Mahaprabhu, there are hundreds and thousands of cows. They are not standing in a queue. Okay, I'm done. Next. They all want it simultaneously to be touched and scratched by the Lord. So, how he managed? Well, he could manage. And he could extend himself. He could also become Sahasrabahu, thousand-armed Lord. Or he could make his hand long also, or short also. All these things are possible. So he did it. And then he's proceeding on the path in Bahula Band towards Radhakund. And there are more dealings. The deer come. Normally they are afraid of human beings. They consider human beings to be like their enemies or shatru. So they take a look. Oh, this is a human being. Then they run away. But it did not happen in this case. They saw. There was someone human-like. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a human. He's a human-like. They did not run away. They ran towards him. And they are also licking, and Mahaprabhu is even embracing them. And as Mahaprabhu is holding their neck, and Mahaprabhu is also shedding tears. Oh, my dear. Oh, you have come here. Come near. Do not fear. I'm here. The Lord is reciprocating, dealing with them like that. And then come the birds. The peacocks are gathered in a big number. Other birds are in the sky. Kind of similar scene like in Jharkhand forest. They're all welcoming. They're all excited. Shyam Sundar is here. Shyam Sundar is here. They're all excited. And they're expressing their jubilation by singing. The humming bees are in their own ways. There are panchama gays in the high pitched sa de ga ma pa. Pa is a very high pitch. Sometimes devotees from Bengal, they do high pitched. No one could follow. So these birds were singing, high-pitched singing, and they were flapping and expressing their joy, and the peacocks were dancing. Peacocks are known for what? For beauty. They're very beautiful to look at, and person even becomes more beautiful, or beauty is enhanced as that person dances. Person is already beautiful, and then when he dances, he becomes even more attractive, more appealing. So peacocks are beautiful. They were beautiful. Peacocks were dancing, but they were going in a reverse gear, facing towards the Lord, so that Lord could have full experience of beauty. But they are going back. Mahaprabhu is coming from there, and they're going back, and they're dancing. And then it was a turn of the animals over, birds over, or not over, but it's going on. In each forest this is going on. And then the trees and bushes are all around, and they are welcoming their Shyam Sundar. Suswagatam Krishna. Suswagatam. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And thinking, oh, it's our friend is here, our friend is here. So those trees, they are the fruit-bearing trees. They're letting some of the fruits come down. Have them, please. Please take. Please have this. Please have this. They're offering their fruits to Shyam Sundar, Gaur Sundar. And then there are the trees with the flowers. They're shaking their branches, like they're trembling in ecstasy. And as they shake, there's a shower of flowers. One kind of flowers, and then another champa flower, and then a malti flower, and then this flower, and that flower. And there's a whole maha abhishek. Mahapushpa Abhishek of Lord is, and they don't have to import flowers from Singapore and Hawaii and like we had, and there was a Pushpa Abhishek, Mahapushpa Abhishek of Panchatattva, first time ever, some 10 years ago or so. That Abhishek was such an amazing abhishek. I had never ever experienced any abhishek like that. The amount of flowers, the variety of flowers, some fragrance also of those flowers, and it was such a... I had a thought, oh, this is out of this world. This kind of flower, shower of flowers, abhishek of pushpa abhishek, this is out of this world. It's not from this world, and it wasn't from this world. So that every day this happens. In Vrindavan, every day this happens. As Gaur Sundar is going around Braja Mandal, and the way Braj is reciprocating, residents of Vrindavan are reciprocating with the Lord. And that experience has been shared with us by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. As a result, now window has been opened. Okay, now you could take a look at the spiritual sky. What happens there? Some sampled. You may sample the scene from Golu, scene from Vrindavan. So as as we read through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan visit and travels through Vrindavan, then we get a little glimpse of what it is like to be in Vrindavan, what it is like, Vrindavan is like, and how everyone is excited and ecstatic and all that. So I'll just share one more. There's so much more. It's unlimited, right? It's ananta, but we are always busy people. There's so much to do to propagate, spread Krishna consciousness, and we have to stop our classes. We are already over time. So Mahaprabhu was Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 Pahi Mam, Praksha Mam. And it's going on, Mahaprabhu is going around. And then he saw a tree and a branch of that tree and two birds on that branch, and they were talking. Mahaprabhu could see they were having some conversation. And Mahaprabhu had a desire, is it possible for me to know what they're talking about? Mahaprabhu had desire to hear that conversation. But you know, they were at some distance away, and the birds were managing to as loud as possible, but they are what they are. They were not able to send their, or they had no microphone, and they were just talking. So as Mahaprabhu had desired to hear that conversation, immediately those two birds flew in the sky, but they did not fly away. They flew in the direction of Mahaprabhu. Flying and flying, they're right there in front of him. Then Mahaprabhu extended his arms, and immediately one bird landed on his left hand, other one landed on his right hand, and conversation continued. And that conversation has been recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita, for word for word. So one bird was a shuka, the other bird was a sarika. One was a he parrot, the other one was a she parrot. And they were talking about Radha Krishna. Hey! Sleeping? I woke up. It became useful, my raising voice, waking up a few souls here. So that the he parrot was advocate of Sri Krishna, and the she parrot was advocate, a devotee, or taking side of Radharani. And they were trying to prove, you know, my Krishna is such a great personality. And then the Sarika would say, shut up, you don't know, you hear this. And they're debating and trying to prove. supremacy. Krishna is supreme. No, no, Radha is no, 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 Krishna, no, 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 Radha, no, no, Krishna. So, you know, when my Krishna, Saundariya Lalana, my Krishna is so beautiful that when the young Lalana, gopis of Vrindavan, they hear, they lose their patience. Or even Lakshmi is aspiring to have my darshan. And my Krishna is so powerful, he lifted that Govardhan just like a ball. Like a little children would play with a ball. They just throw a ball and they catch the ball. So my Krishna just lifted. I just lifted and first he lifted through in the sky and then he held that. My Krishna is so powerful. Krishna Jagan Mohanaha, and then more items. Whereas this, in resolution they write this. Whereas, therefore, they'll give reasons and therefore, my Krishna is Jagan Mohana. My Sri Krishna is attractor of the whole world. Haribo. This was Shuka. Then Sarika says, hey, no, shut up. Listen to this. Sri Radhikaya Priyata Swarupata. My Radharani. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. She is so beautiful, and not only beautiful to look at, but Sushila, but the character also. Not just beautiful to look at, but her character is the best character. She is excellent. And Nartana Gana Chaturi. She is so excellent in Nartana, dancing, Kirtana, Gayana. All these arts. She is Gunavali Kavita Rajate. She is the best poet and this and that. Jagan Mohana, you said your Krishna is Jagan Mohan, but my Radha is Jagan Mohana Mohini. No, listen to this. Then the parrot is going to say, my Krishna, Bamsidhari, Jagan Nari, Vihari, Madana Mohanaha. He is not only Jagan Mohan, but my Krishna is Madana Mohan, Chitta Hari, Jagan Nari, all the women everywhere of Braj. He steals their chitta. His chitta chor. Not only butter thee, but he steals their consciousness, attracts their consciousness. So he's Madan Mohana. And then the sea parrot says, you know, and this is, although this is a sea parrot talking, but such a exalted and confidential siddhant that this bird is talking about, the sea bird. Radha Sange Yada Bhati Tada Madana Mohanaha. He is Madan Mohan, listen to this. He is Madan Mohan. Only when or as long as Radha is with him. With the assistance of Radha only, he becomes Madan Mohan. Not on his own. When he is alone, without Radha, even Madan is showing his influence on him. He is affected by Madan, affected by that Cupid. And then, oh, where is Radha? Where is Radha? Radhe, where is Radha? And he himself, as he's influenced by Madan, and this is all transcendental Madan, transcendental Cupid, his desires are stirred up, and he likes to have the meeting with union with Radharani. So you said he is Madan Mohan, but he is not Madan Mohan without help of Radharani. Only when Radharani is with him, then he becomes Madan Mohan. Otherwise, Madana Mohitaha. He becomes Mohit. He becomes himself bewildered by Madan. And then he begins looking for Radharani. You get the point? Huh? The bird is teaching something. You may say, oh, the bird. I'm not going to listen to the bird. Bird watcher. Who spoke? Bird watcher. The bird spoke. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has included the speech, the conversation of these birds. And Mahaprabhu was so desirous of listening to that conversation. Anyway, so like that, his touring Vrindavan continues, and then he one time sees peacock. Just by seeing the neck of the peacock, the complexion of the on the neck of peacock resembles Krishna's complexion. Just by seeing that peacock's neck, Mahaprabhu immediately, losing all external consciousness, meaning becoming fully Krishna conscious, withdraws himself from all external consciousness. He is on the ground and begins rolling on the ground. This is Vipralamba and trying to unite with the Lord. And these two Prabhus, Sanodiya Brahmin from Mathura and Balabhadra Bhattacharya from Jagannathpuri there, they struggle. They struggle too. I'm struggling also to catch hold of Mahaprabhu. And he's running. They're running after him, and then they're running after him. And there are thorns and ditches and rocks, and his body is getting all scratched and wounded. But he's uncontrollable. He doesn't have control on himself. And so finally they manage to catch hold of him. They throw water on him. They shout out loud the names of Krishna, Krishna, right into his ears. One person in one ear, there are only two. another person another ear, shouting out loud. And now sound was coming from outside, right? Krishna, what? Krishna. So he thinks, oh, now Krishna is outside. He was inside, but now Krishna is outside. He's hearing Krishna's name. So he gradually comes to the external consciousness. And then when fully external, kind of, he jumps and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting and dancing, he continues his parikrama of Vrindavan, and there much more, but not so much more, in fact. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I'm sorry, folks, I'm sorry. I could manage writing only this much. He says, the Koti Granth, millions of scriptures possible, right? Writing is possible to describe Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan visit. He said, I am not going to do this. This is beyond me. And he says, let Ananta Sahasravadan undertake this task. This Ananta Sahasravadan, let him write. I could only write this much. Sorry. So this year is a special year for Vrindavan Brajamandal Parikrama. It's obvious, we already said, why is it? It's very special because of 500th anniversary celebration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan visit. So you are all welcomed. We are already in Vrindavan. From one Vrindavan to one Vrindavan to another Vrindavan. You could, as Mahaprabhu went from Mayapur to Puri to Vrindavan, you may also like to come and join Mahaprabhu as he tours Vrindavan this year. Okay, Nitai Gaur Premanande. There you go.